You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather. On Niche Radio. This is a Niche Radio podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. I am so excited that it's Friday, firstly because it's the first five-day work week that we've had in about a month, considering all the public holidays and Easter and everything, so I'm feeling it. And secondly, because I'm going to be heading away with some friends this weekend. We are going to the absolutely beautiful Emerald Resort and Casino on the Vaal, and I will be sharing about that in the next couple of weeks. So I'm super looking forward to that. But don't worry, before I leave, I've got all your best entertainment and lifestyle news lined up as always. I've also got two incredibly awesome interviews. The first one is with Margie Biggs, who is the convener of the Wine and Food Tourism Conference, which is taking place a little bit later this year. I love wine and food, it makes sense. And secondly, I'm also chatting to Tammy Menton from Stay in City. They've just launched an incredible initiative called Sixters, and I'm going to be sharing a little bit about that as well. But without any further ado, let us get going. So, Miss South Africa, yes, it is almost that time of the year. It's a little bit later this year, but they have just announced that entries for the pageant are open, and they're going to be closing on the 10th of June. The Miss SA pageant will be taking place at Sun International's flagship venue, the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. And that is going to be taking place on Women's Day, Friday the 9th of August. So that's going to be awesome, and everyone can tune in and watch. It is said to be a glittering pageant, and it is actually being organized by five former Miss South Africas, or five, including our current Miss South Africa, and they've put together an absolutely incredible, incredible pageant. I'm so excited to see this. So if you're wanting to enter Miss South Africa, or you're wanting to find out a little bit more, you can head on over to their website, misssa.co.za, and go and enter. That's going to be great if you are thinking that you could be the next Miss South Africa. Now, for those of you who follow me on my social media platforms, you will often see me wearing an incredible pair of tight black jeggings. I am obsessed with them. I wear them all the time. I would sleep in them if I could. They are from Spanx. So you know that awesome Spanx technology that kind of like keeps everything together under your dresses and stuff? Spanx have put it into a jean, and it's incredible. So the whole jean sort of lifts and firms, and it's got this incredible lycra panel across the tummy as well, just to keep everything neat and tidy. I'm obsessed with them, and I'm so excited because they have just announced that they are launching the first ever distressed skinny jeans with Spanx technology. Yay! So they come in a variety of colors. They are comfy, they're casual, and you actually really don't feel like you're wearing a pair of Spanx, but they really do shape and lift you. If you want to find out a bit more, Spanx are available at Queen's Park and Nikki Boutiques nationwide, and they are also at Inner Secrets Lingerie in Cape Town and online. They are not cheap. They are about 3,000 rand a pair, but totally worth it. And now that I have my first pair, I cannot wait to get a second, and I will be wearing them for the rest of my life, probably. I am obsessed. So you can head on to my website to find out more. Just click on the Spanx tab and find out where you can get, or if you want to see what the pictures look like, your distressed skinny denim jeans from Spanx. Now, I love good food and wine. This is probably why I have to wear Spanx. And I was super delighted to find out about the Wine and Food Tourism Awards, which is being hosted alongside the highly anticipated Wine and Food Tourism Conference in September this year. Basically, it is an opportunity for people to nominate their favorite wine bars, their favorite restaurants, the favorite places that they love to go and eat. And I caught up with Margie Biggs, who is a wine and gourmet tourism specialist. She's also the convener of the Wine and Food Tourism Conference, which is taking place in September, to find out a little bit more.
Essentially what it is it's an awards program which is attached to the Wine and Food Tourism Conference. And we're looking to shine a light on projects and people and teams who are doing really great things in the wine and food tourism arena. So we're having three different areas that we believe need to be, shall we say, enhanced in South Africa. And those are the areas of innovation, service excellence, and the authentic South African experience. So what we've done is we said we're going to have three honorees in each of those categories. And so there'll be three awards on the equal level in those categories. And so we've got three judges in each of those categories. And the overall judge sort of, shall we say, chairman, yes, judge and chairman, is Jean-Pierre Rousseau, who is quite well known in both the arenas of wine and food. So we're looking to make these awards at the conference, which is on the 18th of September at Spire. So it's sort of attached to the conference.
And if people want to nominate their favorite wine and food establishments, how do they go about doing that? The entries are still open, correct?
Yes, the entries are open until the 10th of June, and they go onto our website, which is www.wineandfood.co.za, and all the information is there. They enter or nominate online, and it's done entirely online. Everything is there. There's nothing more that they need than what is online. It's on our website under the category awards. And we look forward to hearing from them because we believe that there are wonderful projects out there, some of which are not particularly well known, that we'd love to hear about. You know, and the thing about this is that it doesn't have to be the sort of big, fabulous project. There are also some small, amazing projects that could be honorees in these categories, if you think about it. Because there could be great service at a small establishment. There could be something that is beautifully authentic South African at a small establishment. Mm. But there are also amazing projects that are innovative, that are in big projects. You know, so it's really across the board if we could find some really amazing projects that we could shine a light on and so that we could enhance the entire South African wine and food tourism industry. But it's always about tourism. That's really where our interest lies. Now, the one point I want to make is that it doesn't have to be an establishment or a person or a project that is just food and wine. It could be only food or it could be only wine or it could be both.
Okay.
So we're looking at projects that are in either of those or both.
Tell us a bit more, Margie, about the conference as well. So if people want to come through to that, they can?
Yes, absolutely. The conference is on the 18th of September at Spire. And we've got an amazing project program that's it's almost complete. We've got incredible speakers. Our keynote speaker is Dion Chang, who, as you know, is sort of the master of innovation.
Yes.
And he's going to be talking about trends. And he's at the moment doing some research for us, looking at what are the trends of food and wine tourism looking into the future. Because we believe, as does the president, the country, he said last week at Indaba, that tourism is the gold. The new gold in South Africa. And so he's going to be looking at where does food and wine fit in terms of the trends going into the future. Then 2 weeks ago, well, no, actually 3 weeks ago, I was in Spain listening to, I was at a conference, a wine tourism conference there, and I heard a speaker, Judith Lewis, and I thought, we just have to have her. And she's agreed to come out and talk, and she is going to be talking about leveraging Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. for the wine and food tourism industry, because that is really where we can make, you know, every business can actually leverage in that field.
Yes.
And she's just got such wonderful take-home information, because in the end, that's what we want. We want take-home information that we can implement in our businesses that can make the difference. And that's really what this conference is about, is not just you know, sort of motivational talks or rah-rah talks. We want real information we can use in our businesses. Then we have Tim Harris, who's going to be looking at the vision for the Western Cape, which is really important from a tourism perspective. Mm-hmm. We've got Alan Knott Craig, who is a really successful entrepreneur, and he'll be looking at the role of technology, what will that play in the next 5 years in tourism. We've got an international person who's going to be talking about what is the international luxury tourism, at least tourists, look like, and how must we be servicing their needs. We have two incredible panels, one which is the PPS panel that will be looking at what will drive wine and food tourism to the next level. And we've got, super people like Raymond Gluvu, Bertus Besson, Barry Schofield, and so on, people like that on that panel, looking at and saying, well, you know, from their perspective, this is what we should be doing. So there's great information at this conference, and I'm really hoping that we're going to have a great turnout as we did last year. You know, this is the fourth year that we're running this conference. And so the overall theme is really looking at trends and where are we going and how are we going to get there.
Well, it sounds absolutely amazing, and all the information is available on your website. Will you give that to us again?
Yes, it's www.wineandfood.co.za.
So the entries are open until 10th of June. If you would like to nominate one of your favorite eateries, you can head on over to wineandfood.co.za. Now, don't forget, everything that I always speak about on the show is available on my website. So make sure that you head on over to heatherhook.com and you can click on the Wine and Food Tourism Conference post and go and get all the details there as well. Dates to diarize, things that are upcoming. I am so excited. Next weekend, the 24th, from the 24th to the 26th of May, the Homemakers Expo is back at Times Square in Pretoria, and it is set to be as awesome as ever. This year's theme is Raw Comfort, and this is a place where homemakers can come face to face with the craftspeople and experts behind the products that are on display. They can, you know, chat to them, they can find out more, get some awesome decor ideas for their home, garden, and living spaces. There's going to be some workshops and cool stuff on the go. So tickets to Homemakers Expo are priced at 80 Rand for adults, 50 Rand for pensioners, and 20 Rand for scholars. And show times are Friday from 10 until 7, Saturday from 9 till 7, and Sunday from 9 until 6. You can find out more on the Times Square website, suninternational.com/time-square. That's the Homemakers Expo, 24th to 26th of May. Oh, great food, as always. I realize I talk about food a lot. I love my food. So you may recall I've spoken about Secret Eats in the past. Basically, what it is an invitation to one of the most exclusive dining experiences in Johannesburg. I love these events. They are absolutely stunning. And they are going to be hosting another super secret dining experience, and you are invited. 24th of May is the date. That's next week, Friday. And the secret dinner table is high above the city center. And we are going to have an unforgettable evening lined up. I'm going to be there too. So if you want to come through and join us, that's going to be great. So the best food, the best wine, an incredible, incredible mix of elite, exclusive. It's going to be great. So tickets are 900 Rand each, and bookings are on a first-come, first-served basis. You can book by heading to my website, heatherhook.com, and you just need to click at the bottom of the Secret Eats post. There's a booking link there. Or just Google Secret Eats. You'll see their website there. I see I haven't put it in the post. I'm going to go and do that now. And you'll find out more info, and you can come and join in all the fun. Now, speaking of fun, Stain City is changing the face of women's golf in South Africa, and they have just launched their first ever women's only golf tournament. It is called Sixters. It's a bit of a pun on the play, you know, the Sixers golf tournament, and also Sisters. I quite like it. It took place on the 11th of April. I was there. It was a load of fun. All the women were in such high spirits, and they had some awesome awards and snacks and dinner afterwards. It really was incredible and a load of fun. I'm looking forward to the next one. I got to catch up with Tammy Menton, who's the group head of marketing at Stain City, to find out a little bit more about not only the Sixers tournament, but what Stain City is up to currently.
It was the most incredible event. It was probably better than I think anyone could have imagined. Essentially, it was an opportunity to find a way to get more women involved in the sport of golf. It's a very male-dominated sport, as everybody knows, and it's such a huge, big business for golf in general. And essentially, we're looking for a way to reach out to more women to get involved in the sport, because we believe it's an incredible family sport as well. It's something that moms and dads and children all do together. So the inaugural Sixers was essentially a short format of golf, much like you would get with the T20 or the Hong Kong Sevens, where it's a shorter format, so they can go a bit quicker. So the women played six holes. They played in better balls, pairs of two. They played six holes, and after the final results of the six holes came out, they then took the top 12 teams, and they played another six holes to get to the finals and the winners of the day.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. And now this is also part of the 7% tribe that you guys have created. Can you tell us a bit more about that and how they're involved?
Well, the 7% Tribe is a foundation that I set up about a year ago with the intention to encourage more women to network together and to cultivate each other's strengths and to really be there from a woman to woman in a business environment. The 7% comes from the statistic that at the moment, currently in South Africa, only 7% of women on sitting executive directorship positions, which is very, very low. And the idea is to find a way to encourage more women to climb the corporate ladder and to have conversations with men in business about how to get more women around the boardroom table. And not because you need to even the numbers, but because research shows that when there's an even number of men and women on a team, whether it's at a board level, even at a project management level, the results that you get out are so much greater, so much more positive. Women bring a certain amount of balance to the business. So the 7% is really, how do we get more women empowered? How do we get more women empowered? And that obviously also means in the game of golf, the same would apply. So it is a perfect fit for us to have 7% and fixed it together.
Oh, okay. And tell us, obviously, Stain City is very passionate about these sort of events and empowering of women, etc. Why is it such a, or why is it a project that's so close to your heart?
I think Stain City as a brand are very forward thinking in a number of ways. They really have kind of taken a view in terms of fourth industrial revolution and what that means to Stain City as a brand, the empowerment of women and equality of women and what that means to Stain City as a brand, which is, I mean, incredibly proud to be involved in something of that nature. So we know as a brand that women have a massive role to play when it comes to purchasing a home. In fact, stats will also again show you that around countries around the world, they say women control between 70% and 80% of global spending. And with that in mind, a big decision like a home as a property is something that the woman will have a major decision to take. So she may not always present you with a credit card, but she certainly holds those purse strings very tightly. And with that in mind, we kind of thought of how do we find a way to engage with women, to make them feel as important as we know that they are. And this, again, 6% and 7% tribe is just a perfect segue to be involved in the project and to empower women in that way.
I absolutely love the sound of this. And if some of the listeners are maybe wanting to find out more information or get involved, where can they head through to?
Well, at the moment, the 7% Tribe has its own website, which is the number 7percenttribe.com. They can go on and read all about what we're up to at the moment and future projects that we're looking at doing. We want to raise funds as much as we can for the 7% Tribe in order to find ways to get more girls in school, to get Saturday schools going, to find ways to fund their education so we can get more women in positions of power. Otherwise, they can send an email to me directly, and I am tammy@staincity.co.za.
Always awesome catching up with Tammy Menton from Stain City, and I'm so looking forward to the rest of the projects that they have lined up for the rest of the year, and I'm going to be doing some work with them. So do keep an eye on my website and also on my social media to see what's coming up. Of course, you can get more information on their website, staincity.co.za. Another cool date to diarize. I actually think I may need to go down to Cape Town for this one. SA's French-inspired 26th annual Franschhoek Bastille Festival will be taking place at the historic Franschhoek Huguenot Monument over the weekend of 13 and 14 July. This is definitely a calendar highlight, and the two-day event will bring out the Parisian in you. The whole of Franschhoek gets decked out in its finest French attire, and there is loads to do. There's food and wine. There's awesome activities like barrel rolling, live music, and all set against, of course, the beautiful backdrop of the Franschhoek Mountains. There's a food and wine marquee. Tickets cost R395 per person, and this includes your entry, a complimentary tasting glass, wine tasting coupons, and a R20 voucher, which is redeemable on the day. And you can also purchase extra coupons while you are there. Kids under 18 enter for free, and the festival times are 11 till 5 on Saturday and 11 till 3 on Sunday. You can find out more and book your tickets on webtickets.co.za, or of course head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. Now, I'm quite excited for this. On the 26th of June, Café del Sol is going to be doing a Flavor Academy. They actually started them in March. They do one a month, and you get the chance to get hands-on in the kitchen and get cooking. And the series that they're doing at the moment is called the Salute Series, and it puts the spotlight on flambé cooking. So each month there's a different theme, and you can cook with spirits such as limoncello, rum, prosecco, and even tequila. And students of the class can look forward to not only learning more culinary skills, but also preparing and eating their three-course meal paired with wine. So as I said, the next workshop is taking place on the 26th of June. They are held at the Good Food and Wine Studio on William Nicol Drive in Joburg, and are priced at 850 Rand per person. Pre-booking is, of course, essential. You'll need to drop an email to marketing@cafedelsol.co.za to book your spot. And the workshop starts at 5 and ends at 9. That's the Flavor Academy by Café del Sol. That's going to be great. Now, as you know, I love to give things away, and I have not one, not two, but three competitions on the week this go, on the go this week. Woo, I'm so excited. So the first one is to win tickets to the Juliet Cullinan Standard Bank Wine Festival, which is back again on the 4th and 5th of June. It's being held at Summer Place in Sandton. And I've got two double sets of tickets valued at 480 Rand to give away to two lucky readers. Yay! This is the 29th year that this festival has been running. And this is literally the opportunity to not only meet winemakers, find out more about wine, taste wine, but also to purchase wine and just increase your wine knowledge. It's going to be loads of fun. So if you want to win, you need to make sure that you head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the competitions tab. The competition closes on Monday, the 21st of May, and winners will be notified via email. It's going to be great. So go and enter there. Now, I also have tickets to give away to the highly anticipated Snow White, the ballet, which is being staged by Joburg Ballet at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. And I've got a set of tickets valued at 700 Rand to give away. So if you're a ballet lover or ballet fundi, or maybe you've never been to the ballet before, this would be an awesome opportunity to win a set of tickets to the opening night on the 30th of May at 8 p.m. And you need to, of course, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and tell me why you deserve to win these tickets. Competition closes 22nd of May, and the winner will be contacted via email as well. And last but not least, don't forget, because this is closing this week, I have got a night out for four people at the most exclusive J Rabbit Tequileria in Ilovo. I'm sure I probably didn't say that word correctly. It is a very upmarket tequila bar, and the prize is valued at 2,750 Rand for four people to head through for an evening out. This place is beautiful. The decor is beautiful. So you get an exclusive table for four at J Rabbit's, a bottle of 1,800 Reposado, snacks and nibbles for four people, and as I said, it is valued at 2,750. Competition is closing 21st of May, so shake a leg. Head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then click on the J Rabbit competition post, and you can enter. Plus, you can also enter on my Facebook as well. I've got the post is pinned. If you want an extra chance to enter, you can do that on my Facebook page, which is obviously facebook.com/heatherlhook. That is it from me for the week. I'm excited to go and spend some downtime with my friends. And I will be back, of course, with you next week, Friday, sharing all the latest entertainment and lifestyle news that you need to know and all the goings on in and around South Africa. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.